Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm just saying, bro. Episode 93. I'm Earl.
I'm Starved. Y'all know that spill. I don't care how long it's been. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We are everywhere you can stream a podcast.
Everywhere.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to a podcast, YouTube, we there. YouTube, just
whatever.
Search us up. I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast. We're going to pop right up. Show us some love, man. Stream us up. But
hey, well, we got to get straight into it, bro. The Thursday night game was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Cowboys.
Exactly.
And I got plenty of opinions on that because I'm a Cowboys.
You got to go. You got to go. So, you the Cowgirls fan. Look,
this is my biggest takeaways from the game. I don't want to make it short and sweet, but I was pissed off at the game, so I'm going to make it short and sweet. Dak, you got to get in rhythm earlier. You missed too many throws, wide open throws early on. Our play calling is horrible. I don't care who we playing against. Zeke got to have more rushes than that. How do you get in a rhythm if you don't carry the ball?
12, right? If I'm not mistaken, it's 12 rushes.
I believe so. Altogether. 12, 11, something like that.
Ridiculous.
And my main thing just is play calling overall. We suck at play calling, bro.
Yeah.
We get in positions where we could give us ourselves a little leverage, like when we up, you know, first down, driving. Or hold on, even when we not up. First down, we driving, we in control of the game, we in control of the clock, we in field goal range already. Why on first down are we passing the ball? Why are we not running the ball and taking some more time off the clock or making the Buccaneers use another timeout? It's just certain stuff that – it's a lot of stuff that don't make sense to me, man. But –
Yeah, it's even more confusing because I feel like y'all got two running backs now.
Bro.
Like, it's like Tony Pollard, every time he get in, he show a burst. And it's like, all right, you know what Zeke is. So it's like, I don't get it. Go ahead, bro.
It's so difficult, bro. But, I mean, outside of that, our defense looked a lot better. I mean, obviously, we got burnt on certain plays, but it still is Tom Brady. He still does have AB. He still does have Gronk. He still does have Chris Godwin. Even though Mike Evans was just playing decoy, he still does have Mike Evans. You still got to pay attention. It don't matter. So I think our defense played well. It was
just
fire.
Just well? That's it? That's all I'm getting?
I think they played well. I'm not going to say they played great.
I commend you, though. You're not like other Cowgirls fans.
Yeah, I'm
going to tell you that.
They agree. They played well, bro. I mean – And the thing is, they played well enough to win that game for us. Our offense is what caused us the game. We had maybe three or four, even besides the kicker, we had like three or four chances that we could have scored touchdowns if Dak was accurate early on. He was throwing a lot of bad passes early on, bro. But, I mean, that's what happens when you don't play in the preseason.
Yeah.
I mean, my boy got in rhythm eventually. He played well. Michael Gallup got injured, so that's a hurt piece, but – I mean, Amari Cooper, you see what he did. He said he's the number one wide receiver in the league, and you see what he came out and did. And then CeeDee Lamb, you see what he came out and did, too. So I'm excited for this season, bro.
Which he dropped a lot of passes, too. He had a lot of miscues, too, which he could have had a way bigger game than he had, which is a lot of people not even realizing. Like, I saw it. I said, yo, man, if you watch the game, this dude could have went off. Like, he could have really went off. I'm talking about damn near 200-something yards.
Yeah, he could have had better numbers than Amari on less catches, for sure.
Exactly.
But so. I mean, overall, man, I was happy and I was pissed off at the game. I was pissed off that we lost because they gave us so many opportunities. Like I said, our defense was playing really well, so they gave us a lot of stops that we needed. We just couldn't capitalize on it. And you know, the offense looked great. Dak he got comfortable and eventually he looked like Dak.
Y'all about to say, hey, man, he threw 60 passes. If you don't get in rhythm throwing 60 passes, I don't think you're going to get in rhythm. Or maybe that injury that he had during the preseason and all that is really getting to him. Because I'm like, yo, he's out there slinging this rock, yo. The only thing was I saw timidness in the run. Like, he was scared. You could tell. Like, he was real timid to run. Like, he always start, let me throw it out of bounds.
I mean,
let
me blame him.
Yeah, hey, bro. Like, you last year, you – could almost ended your career that injury. Yeah, I mean, what, he had to get two surgeries to the same ankle? So I understand it too, but I feel like that's the thing that, well, I can't even say that, but hey, man, if y'all gonna throw 60 passes, hey, Dak is gonna lead the league in passing yards and probably passing touchdowns and all of that. I don't think it's gonna end up being anything, because I feel like a lot of the times y'all going to be behind, but that's why y'all passing. But, hey, man.
I don't think so with the way our defense has been playing, but I'm going to just leave that there.
Hey, but your defense has to keep doing it. But what I will say is, at the end of the year last year, a lot of people didn't notice that y'all defense stepped up big time, like big time, big time. So maybe this is carrying over. Maybe they got their feet under them. Like, and everybody was blaming the COVID. Not blaming, I don't want to say it like that, but you know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff was going on with the COVID and all that. So maybe it really affected y'all defense. Maybe it affected other defenses in different ways. You understand what I'm saying? The positive ways. But maybe it affected y'all in a negative way. And maybe y'all just showing up now. Like, look, we really the Cowboys this year. Last year was a fluke. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
you know the way y'all look, bro.
The way y'all look, man. All I want to say to you is Trayvon Diggs. If you wasn't paying attention, he was shadowing Mike Evans the entire game, and he was strapping that man up. I don't care what you talk about. I know Tom Brady missed Mike Evans, I think, on 2 of the 6 targets.
Yeah, but Mike was strapped too.
But Mike was strapped. He wasn't open. That's the point. If the person is open, Tom Brady's going to find him and throw them the ball. Trayvon Diggs, man, y'all got one with him, bro, because he shadow receivers. He shadows number one receivers. Now, sometimes he might get beat. Sometimes he might – you know what I'm saying? But – he's a stud.
He looked like he got his feet under him, man, this year. It looked like last year he was a rookie. Now he got his feet under him. And you know what I want people to notice? I want y'all to notice in them single linebacker sets, or even the linebacker, the two linebacker sets where we think y'all might be passing. Micah Parsons is in there, man.
He's one. He's
Micah
one of them.
Parsons is in there. He's a dog. And Keanu Hill, when we was playing that nickel.
He gets beat in pass coverage sometimes, though. He does get beat in pass coverage sometimes.
He does.
And you know why I think he do that? Because I think he don't work off his instincts. I think he work off what they tell him to do. Because even in Hard Knocks one time, CeeDee Lamb beat him. He said, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. They told me to be right there. Like, I'm supposed to be right there.
He going to learn that, though.
Exactly. He one of them.
He going to learn that, though, bro. Speaking of that, you know who I think his next step is going to be towards Patrick Queen. Did you see how he was playing? He was playing a lot more off his instincts, bro.
Oh, my God. Yes.
A lot more off his instincts, bro.
Bro, that's perfect. That's a perfect analogy to what I was saying. Yep. Because it was like, what's going on with Patrick Queen? Like, he would burst. And he would show you, like, certain things. And you'd be like, yo, what are you doing? Like, stop.
But it wasn't consistent.
Yeah, it's like, do that every game. What are you doing, bro? Like, stuffing people at the goal line. I remember, I think he won a game like that. He stuffed his running back at the goal line and he hit him. And I'm like, yay, Patrick Queen.
He was playing crazy against the Raiders.
Exactly.
He was playing crazy.
He was going stupid, had the energy and everything. So, yep, that's the perfect analogy. But Micah Parsons, bro.
And they both got that speed. So, we're going to see, man. I like what we did in the draft with our defense, man. We helped our defense out a lot. And the offense is going to be there.
Yeah,
God was injured for a couple weeks. Go ahead and relax. We got Cedric Wilson. Go ahead and relax. We got Cedric Wilson. Both our tight ends is back. We good.
Yeah. I think he'll suffice. Like, I don't, you know, he's a punt returner, kick returner type guy. Real twitchy.
Cedric Wilson?
Yeah, real twitchy. I like his route. I wouldn't say he's a super stout route runner, but I like his route running and all that. He real twitchy, real fast, know how to get open, know how to create space.
He could
stuff
give
like
us something at our offense, bro. He did it last year, remember?
Yeah,
he could give us something in our offense for sure, bro. For at least
y'all
don't
really need him. Y'all could throw Tony Pollard out there or something like that and pass it to him more, or give Zeke more passes, you know, whatever the case may be.
I'm not gonna hold you. I've been dying to see Tony Pollard in there as a slot receiver.
I don't know why they don't try it. Like, try it. The same thing with the Jaguars trying to do with, what is his name? Travis Tentenier, whatever it is, the hell his name is, how you pronounce it. But, yeah, I think try it. Like, why not try it? See if he go over the middle.
What y'all doing with Kenny Gainwell?
Exactly. It was a great point. But what I wanted to say about that game, though, because you pretty much touched everything. I wanted to give a shout-out to y'all defense, man. Y'all defense played out of their minds compared to – who y'all were playing? I understand the points he gave up and all that stuff, but bro, the turnovers y'all got, the energy y'all had, y'all surprised the hell out of me. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, y'all surprised the hell out of me. I thought, which like I'm pretty sure the whole world thought y'all was gonna get cooked. It was gonna be bad. It was gonna be bad. You feel what I'm saying? Which me as a football fan, I kind of figured it was gonna be sort of a shootout. Like, I'm like, maybe it's gonna be a shootout, but I definitely didn't think it was gonna be that great of a game. I even text you, like, yo, after the Monday night game, like, bro, like, I don't even think remember the last time I saw a good Thursday night game and a good Monday night game, because that game was crazy. Like, I didn't expect the Cowboys to do that at all. I didn't expect them to have a chance to win that game, not even this much. Like, and if you say, if you somebody out there and say, unless you're a Cowboys fan and say, oh, I thought the Cowboys went, you're lying. You're lying. You didn't, nobody, come on. Everybody like, yo, Tampa Bay is a lock. That's an easy win. Da-da-da-da-da. Cowboys ain't got no chance. But, you know, the Cowboys once again, which all these goddamn years, these teams do not learn to not give this man no time to drive down the field and win the game. He's the GOAT. We know this. I don't even want to get into the conversation. We know what he does. At this point, it's like comical that these teams give him that much time. It's comical. Like, I would do everything in my power. People would be like, oh, you scared. Oh, you don't believe in your defense. No, it ain't even about none of that. I'm just not giving him the chance. I'm sorry. I'm too smart. I'm not even playing with Tom Brady like that. We don't even joke around like that where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? We're not playing with Tom Brady. We gonna run this clock out as much as we can. I don't care if we look like suckers. I don't care if we look like we tucking our tails. We here for the dub. We here for the dub. So at the end of the day, like I said, shout out to your defense. Dak, shout out to my man Dak. Went crazy. They drawing on him, making him throw 60 passes. That's ridiculous. And man, feed Zeke. That's all I got to say at the end of the game. Feed Zeke. That's all I got to say.
Oh, by far.
Yeah, just feed Zeke, man.
And like, call some fucking better plays.
Yeah, yo, his decision making is horrible as a coach. Y'all took some fourth down. It was Thursday. Now it's about to be another Thursday. It's kind of, but it was a couple of those drives where I know y'all took a field goal or y'all went for it on fourth down. It's just like, why? Why are you going for it right now? Why don't you just kick the field goal? Why don't you just do the smart thing? I think he thinks he lets Jerry. I think Mike McCarthy let Jerry get in his head so much, he make him think he has a better team than he actually has. So sometimes he risks and does shit that teams that's more, I can't even say more talented, because y'all one of the most talented teams in the league. Y'all just have horrible coaching and just horrible decision-makings at times. I can't explain the Cowboys, because y'all one of the most talented rosters in the league. And year after year after year, y'all do nothing with it. I don't even know. But I know Mike McCarthy decision-making and Jason Garrett decision-making, fucking horrible. Horrible, bro. Horrible.
Equally trash decision making. Equally trash decision making. Yeah, Mike McCarthy had the same problem in Green Bay, but I mean, Green Bay also looked trash week one, so I don't know how much stock I'm gonna put into that. But man, we just need some better plays called, especially situational plays, bro. If it's first down and we already in field goal range, we need to run the ball. I don't care if we get negative 1 yard, the clock is running.
Yeah, they kept, we know we got one-on-one on the outsides and we can beat them. But yeah, not every time.
Not in this situation. And you know, the first quarter, the third quarter, cool. But in this situation, it's the fourth quarter. It's a minute and a half left. Come on, bro. Come on, bro, stop. Like,
no, for real, though.
You know, man, niggas running the ball at that point. Like, right. You trying to win the game at that point. You trying to steal the deal.
You looking at this like – as a fan, like, ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way.
Boy, ain't no way.
Ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way. Things of that nature.
But, yeah, but getting off the Cowgirls.
For sure.
That Thursday night game, we can get into my Eagles, man. And like you said, I'm not going to keep it short and sweet, but I'm definitely, you know, not going to talk your head off about it. But because I already did. It ain't nothing for me to say. And I'm animated right now. Y'all see, I was all quiet when we was talking about the Cowgirls. I wasn't too animated. But this is what I've been telling y'all. I got to take one of the ears off. I don't want to be too, you know what I'm saying? But this is what I've been telling y'all. Jalen Hurts is poised, man. This dude is a winner. Like, I don't even, like, what are we talking about? Like, bro, I really don't even have nothing to say. Like, I'm to be completely honest with you, he just, everything I had to say, he showed everything I had to say. Yeah, he showed what I said, what I knew he had in him.
I got Alabama
and at Oklahoma. I knew this man had this in him. He's a winner. He has the mentality. We said this before everything started. He has what Carson Wentz doesn't. The mental, the mental. He's poised no matter what. That game was close going into halftime. It shouldn't have been. He stayed poised. He stayed making the right decisions. He was the number one quarterback under pressure this week. Yes, it's just 1 week. I'm not going to take too much into it. A lot of things could go bad from here. But this showed you, because Carson Wentz, if y'all watched the Indianapolis game, he did another Carson Wentz game, fumbling the ball. 5-6 years he's been in the league, 6 years, still don't know how to slide, still fumbling the ball like that, still doing the same exact thing, not poised at all, can't handle nothing. He showed you. And in one game with different coaching and everything and all the dysfunction away, Jalen showed you exactly why he's better and will be way better than Carson Wentz. The coaching, shout out to our Nick Sirianni. Shout out to Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, because that was, as far as getting your rhythm and all that, because I know that's, it was like we needed to get our rhythm at first. I feel like that first half, we wasn't all the way there yet. Man, and when I tell you, as far as being prepared, I feel like the Eagles was the most prepared team for week one. I don't care what nobody say. Now, other fans might have, New Orleans fans, or I don't know, Cardinals fans or something might say, I think otherwise, but I feel like the Eagles was the most prepared team. They was ready for war. We went to ATL, a team that we done battled with year after year after year after year. You feel what I'm saying? Since our Super Bowl year, we've been battling with these dudes. I feel like we always open the year playing them within our first 2-3 games. So we went down there and you feel what I'm saying? Because they was running the rock on it. They was driving down the field. They was doing good. Come on, bro. We let them punch him in our mouth. We took the punch and then we punched back. You feel what I'm saying? And Jalen just, like I said, Jalen just showed why he's going to be great, man. Number two sales, jersey sales now. No, no, no. Get off the jock strap. Stop it. No, don't everybody. No plus 500 on the jersey sales. I don't want to see that because Jalen Hurts ain't ready. Jalen Hurts can't throw. Jalen Hurts isn't accurate. I have all that in my phone. Like, I have all this stuff. I've been waiting, and I know it's 1 week, so I don't want to take too much into it, and I'm going to relax. But, woo, I remember. Keep the same energy, bro. Ain't no second in the league in jersey sales. Keep that same energy. I have the screenshot where y'all said we are going to be the 28th team this year. I have that screenshot. Stop it. Don't be on his jockstrap now, because I've seen everything. ESPN, Fox, everywhere you look. Oh, he's the real deal. Jalen is a winner. He's always been poised. He's been always. Look at the accuracy. Look at the rocket. Look how he zips that ball in there to Goddard. I'm listening to this stuff like, are these the same guys I was watching 2 weeks ago? I don't know about the Eagles. They're the worst team in the division. And what, long and behold, would you know, we the only ones that get a win in week one. It's just week one. It's 16 more to go. Like I said, I don't want to put too much into this, but for everybody to have been talking as much trash about Jalen Hurts and him, for him to come out and show it, thank you, man, for not being like Carson Wentz and hearing all of that bad talk and hearing all of that down talk about you all goddamn summer, saying you weren't the guy and all that stuff. And you come out and you show why you are the guy. Thank you, Jalen Hurts. I believed in you from the start. I knew what it was. Thank you for showing the world. That's all I got to say.
Beautiful. Oh, you done
game.
Now. You done
beautiful
now?
Game. You done sorry. Now? Sorry.
You done now?
Yeah, I'm done, bro. I'm sorry.
All right. So I'm going to start off. I owe Jalen Hurts an apology. I said he was a stopgap quarterback, and yeah, I think he actually might be the franchise QB. I can't really say too much more than what you already said, bro. He looked poised. I can add that he's a great runner of the football. Like, it just looks so crazy. He another one of those Lamar-type runners, obviously not as fast, but he know what he's doing when he's running the ball. It don't look like he out of place when he running the football. He look like a running back, so I think y'all look really good with what happened. Zach Ertz ain't even go crazy for real. Dallas Goedert ain't really go crazy for real. Like,
the rook looked good. He was getting open.
Monte Smith looked good.
Rager looked good
for the TD. He was flying on that TD too.
He's looking faster than I actually thought he was. Remember, I said he was Baby Reek. Facts. Hey man, y'all got me on. It's online. I can't erase it. I called him Baby Reek.
It's in the archives.
Now y'all starting to see that man got wheels.
For sure, it's in the archives. So we gonna see, dog. All I'm gonna say is y'all look good. I already know y'all defense. Like y'all defensive line is crazy. The only questions I really had about y'all defense coming in the season after y'all signed Steven Nelson was y'all linebackers. For real. But y'all defense looks solid. And I mean, it is Atlanta, so I don't want to put way too much stock into it. But for the first week, y'all looked amazing to me, honestly. Like, Jalen Hurts did what he was supposed to do against Atlanta. Devontae Smith you always want more from your number one pick, but he played well, bro. So, like, that's all that matters. You always want
I take 6 for 70 in a touchdown every week for my rook.
For sure. But if you watch the game, which I know you did.
He had more opportunities,
and it looked like he slowed down after a certain point in the game. Maybe that was a little bit of fatigue. You know, it's your first NFL real game. It's a lot of different things that could have went into that. But it looked like he slowed down. I feel like he had, like, 5 catches for, like, 50-something yards and a touchdown after the first half. And I feel like 2 more catches or 1 more catch came in the second half. Like, it looked like he slowed down to me. So that's my only takeaway from it. I need him to – my main takeaway. I would like to see him give me more in 2 halves of football.
Sorry to cut you off, but you know why I felt like it was like that? I feel like they was giving everybody that time. You peeped out at the beginning of the game, they was giving Quez Watkins the ball, and then he didn't touch the ball for the rest of the game. Then they gave Miles his time. Then they gave Devontae his time. I feel like that's what Nick do. Like, he try to pick and choose who he going to give his
attention. Yeah, the matchups and shit.
Like that. Yeah. So maybe that uniform.
And then Gainwell had his time. Yeah. I see what you're saying. I think he's a good offensive coach, bro. I like the plays y'all was running. It looked real good out there, bro. It looked real creative.
It looked like Dougie P when he first came. Like, and I'm like, okay. I said, oh, what are we doing with all this? I like this play call. I like that. You know what I'm saying? It looked good. So, hey, man. I'm praying. 2017 again, baby. I'm praying. You know what I'm saying? Nobody thought we was going to do the 2017. I don't know if you remember. In 2017, nobody was looking at us like we were supposed to be anything.
I ain't going to hold you. Nobody was looking at nothing. But in the playoffs, as soon as Nick came in, niggas was like, oh, it's a chip. He started going crazy.
Yeah, Nick started losing his mind, dog.
He started going crazy, bro. But like I said, y'all. Like, I thought it was going to be from the beginning. I thought it was going to be probably a fight. Did I say between the Eagles and the Cowboys? I probably said somebody else in the Cowboys, but
I think I might have said the. I don't know.
I might have said the Giants and the Cowboys or Washington, but Washington.
We might have been both Patrick saying Washington Hurt, at that time.
Patrick Hurt, though, that's over with.
Yeah.
That's super over with.
Heineke!
I'm
Heineke!
Heineke up.
Heineke, he looked better than Ryan Fitzpatrick though.
Nah, when he came in. He gonna play solid.
If you watch the game or watch the highlights, you ain't got to watch the game. You can go on YouTube and watch every Tyler Heineke pass from week one. He looked good. And you gotta think about it, bro. Last time we really saw Tyler Heineke, what was he doing? Playing great against one of the best defenses in the league.
Know he trash. You calling him Tyler Heineke and his name Taylor Heineke. That's how I know he trash. Nigga won't even get the respect of the right name.
I was being funny because that's what Chase Young be saying. He be like, Heineke. Yeah.
Nigga called him Tyler.
All right. Well, Tyler, whatever his name is. I know his last name. You feel me? That's the only, I feel like that's as long as you know his last name. You know what I'm saying? It could be a lot of times. It could be a lot of brands. It could be, you know what I'm saying? As long as you know a man's last name. You see what I'm saying?
That's a fact. It's
respect. Respectfully, Heineke, respectfully, bro. I ain't mean no disrespect. But like I said, the last time we saw him playing good, he was playing against Tampa Bay defense, bro. He was carving them up, running on them all, and he looked good in that playoff game, bro. He looked good. That Washington and Tampa Bay game, I don't care what nobody say, he looked good, especially to get pushed into that position like quickly like that. Bro, nah, I think he could be a solid quarterback, and I think people need to give him a chance. Like, give him a chance, bro. Especially these running quarterbacks like Justin Fields, why he needs to start they bring a different aspect to the offense. You have to make sure somebody's worried about him running. You have to have a spy at all times, no matter what, even if he's faking. Even if he's faking, he's not actually being a spy, whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's just standing there for a second and then giving him the, you know, whatever it is, you have to change your defense when it's a quarterback that can run. That's why they're so effective, because it's like, it's hard as hell to deal with that. Tom Brady is the only dinosaur out here really carving defenses up, like standing in the pocket. And why? Because he gets the ball out in less than half of a second. That man get the ball out in 0.37 seconds every time. So that's why. But come on, bro. Taylor Heineke.
He's about to call him disrespectful name again.
I know, man. He's cool, man. I feel like he's solid. But enough of him. I just want to get into, because I don't know if you got any big topic. All right. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have no more big topics. I just had a couple points on a couple games. But
I wanted to talk about Lamar. And what's going on with him? You know, big fan, my guy, gonna always be my guy. No down talk, no bad talk will ever be said out my mouth about him, but like that. But I'm worried that they didn't put the right pieces around him, because I felt like I got a little hype about the Sammy Watkins thing and all that stuff. But and now Mark Andrews, he get his money and he don't, I don't know, is he one of them? Get his money and now he don't play. It's hard or something. Like, he dropped the second and 10 Jones in overtime, which that would have really, 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 I feel like, took the heart from Vegas. Like, all right, damn, they got another run. They got another first down. Bang, they run it. Bang, they run it again. But I really feel concerned for Lamar, bro. And I was hearing a lot of stuff about, you know, they think he not accurate and all this stuff and all that. And I think this it's really unfair, because I don't think he's going to have a good season. Because if you watch that dude, Max Crosby, in his right tackle or left tackle, whatever, I think it was the right tackle or whatever, that was getting beat every goddamn
every time. Every play, literally.
Every goddamn time. It's not fair. And then they say, the only reason when I'm about, which I'm about to give Lamar hell for, but is think better, man. Because if he would have won that, if they would have won, if he would have just thought better. His first fumble, he tried to switch it to his left hand. You could see what he was trying to do. That man ain't knocked the ball out. He did, but if you know what you, it was saying, like, I know what I watched. Like, Lamar was diving. He said, oh, he coming from the right. I'm about to switch it to my left hand real quick. You know what I'm saying? It didn't go down to the ground. No, it's not going to happen like that, bro. You're in the, you midair. It's going, something going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Right. Fumble. Secure the ball. My thing is, that's my thing with Lamar. Like, bro, you, come on, bro. You've been the MVP of the league. Like that, like little dumb mistakes like that, like Patrick Mahomes wouldn't do. You feel what I'm saying? Especially at that point in the game. I don't got Pat Mahomes down for taking no goddamn sack and trying to make a play, which is sometimes not Lamar's fault, because he's just trying to make a damn play because he don't have really any playmakers besides Marquise Brown. So, especially after losing all his running backs. So, but ball security, man. And I need everybody to calm down, man. He'll be all right. Yes, he lost to the Raiders, and that was a bad game. Defense played horrible, which they need to talk about. The Ravens defense played horrible, which is not fair because they lost their two starting cornerbacks too. So, look, Lamar will be fine, but I need him to not make the mistakes that he was making his rookie season and shit like that. Like, I like, bro, you were an MVP of the league for a reason.
Right.
I don't need you to go down the path of Cam Newton, of where it's like the MVP and then you just stay there. And then once your athleticism go down, you just plummet. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of starting to get that. And it's kind of like the Ravens' fault too, because they not putting enough weapons around him. Y'all can put more weapons around him. Y'all can do it. Y'all can find a way to do it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And we didn't get the chance to see Rashawn Bateman yet. Maybe he's from Minnesota, wide receiver from Minnesota. He got injured in the preseason, whatever. I think it's like a soft tissue injury or whatever, which is, those are horrible because it's like they always linger. But, yeah, I just think the Ravens got to do a better job, man. And I know you had something else or whatever. And then, I mean, oh, yeah, and I want to bring up Kyler in the goddamn Cardinals, man. Hey, they – and we can get into this next episode, which is going to be real quick. I want to get another quick one in too, bro. But, before all the games and shit Sunday, but if the Cardinals' defense If Chandler Jones, J.J. Watt, and those dudes, Buda Baker and all them dudes. The Cardinals. I can see the Cardinals beating Tampa Bay. I can see them making some noise, like some real noise. And then there might be a hot take, but I can see them maybe getting to the chip. And that probably sound crazy. You probably like, hey, boo, that you saying anything. If their defense play like they played against Tennessee, shut down the run game like they did Derrick Henry, they do that on a consistent basis with Kyler playing out of his mind. I don't know if you watched that. He's sickening. He's not fair. He really not. They can get to the Super Bowl. And I'm going to just leave him with that. That's really all I had for my week one. Because, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. And I don't want to take too much. Like you said, I don't want to put too much stock in certain things that I saw week one. But shout out to the rookie quarterbacks, too. They all showed up. You feel what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's my last jump. Cardinals, man. Watch out. Right,
so, the Cardinals, John, I think you crazy. But I'm not going to disagree because the Cardinals got a squad. You know, I had Kyler as my number one quarterback this year.
Right.
DeAndre Hopkins, I've been saying he the best receiver in the league before it was popular.
Right.
Rondale Moore, I told you about homie.
Right.
I thought Christian Kirk was going to go crazy too.
Yes, years ago. You told me that 2-3 years ago, but go ahead. So,
like, bro, I don't – look, they got the squad. Like you said, if they defense step up and they handle that run like that, bro, it's going to be a long year for a lot of people. You got Buda Baker in the secondary. Come on, bro. That's
anything
different.
Can happen. Yo, you got, like, bro, D-Hop got three legit other weapons around him. Did you see what he looked like when you can't double and triple team? Like, yep. It's going to be bonkers. They have the running backs. They stay healthy. James Conner coming in to spell Chris Edmonds.
Yep. It's
perfect. Like,
Rondale is doing what Isabella was supposed to.
Yo, remember I was hype on Isabella? I swore he was going to be nice. But yes, Rondale's
doing what Isabella was supposed to. AJ Green.
He would have had a touchdown if it wasn't for that holding. I don't care what nobody say. I feel like that boy held it. And because he's a smaller wide receiver, Rondale, because he's a smaller receiver, I feel like he didn't get that call. And he's a rookie. Bro, like that touchdown that he could have caught, that Kyler threw to him, which it was the pass was kind of a little weird. But I feel like he could have caught up to it.
He probably would have caught that, though.
Listen, brother. Yo, you just kind of proving my point, bro. Like, if in a perfect world, healthy teams.
Nah, they got a squad.
Defense, and their defense is playing like they week one.
They got a squad.
They can win.
They got.
I ain't gonna say they're gonna win a Super Bowl, but they can get to it.
Shit, they can win it. Kyler ain't no joke, bro.
This is football. It's one and done, baby. It ain't no series. It ain't like, well, we know the greater team is gonna win in Tampa Bay if they was in a 7-game series. But this a one. Hey, you can catch Tampa Bay slipping.
And Kyler a different bull, man. Kyler won on every level,
and we see
he like that.
The weakest part of Tampa Bay is their cornerbacks.
Facts.
D-Hop.
Shit, what a secondary in general now. Didn't Antoine Winfield get injured?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they secondary is their weakest link. So that's bad to the D-Hop, AJ Green, Rondale Moore, and Christian Kirk. That's, and they going to feast.
That's tough, bro. Hold on. Let me address your Lamar Jackson point. I'm going to be honest. I think he actually looked a lot better passing the ball this year at first until he lost his rhythm during that game. He lost his rhythm at some point in that game. I remember he missed like 5, 6, 7 passes in a row, and then it was all downhill from there.
Yeah.
He was going
crazy. He missed that little, the comeback joint on the outside, or the comeback route? Oh, when he missed that and he was wide open on the sideline, I said, oh, no. And then the play – and the funny part about that is the same play, Mark Andrews was sitting right at the first down, waiting for the ball, wide open in the middle of the field. So he missed both of his reads. Like, that was horrible.
Oh, yeah. The side on the running back. Yep, to the running back.
that was the same play. What's the name was right in the middle waiting for the ball. Mark Andrews right there with his hands open.
Facts, wide open.
Yeah, that was a bad jump. But go ahead. Sorry, cut you off.
I think, bro, I honestly think he looked better throwing the ball originally in this game. You got to find a way to keep his confidence up, though. I don't know, bro. Like, I like that they put Sammy Watkins around him. I like that they drafted another receiver. They got Bateman or whatever, but it's hard, bro, because it's like Sammy is a legit number one if he can stay healthy. Now, if he ends up missing any time this season, then we go right back to square one pretty much until one of these other receivers prove they so. Hollywood got off. Okay, Hollywood got off, but that's just from him having a legit number one next to him. Like, now niggas got to worry about Sammy, so now Hollywood is drawing one-on-one coverage all the time. All right, obviously, he can get off a little bit more now, but if anything happened to Sammy and Bateman or somebody else is not ready to step right into that role, bro, they're going to be right back in trouble. Because then you're going to be right back to only throwing to – exactly. Then you're going to be right back to only throwing to fullbacks, running backs, and the tight end. And another thing, why did they take Tyson Williams out the game? Because he hurt or something?
His pass protection is horrible. And that shows you on the overtime, John, where he just put a show. Did you see what he did to the dude?
Nah, I didn't.
To Max Crosby, bro.
I didn't peep it.
To Max Crosby, the dude that got two, three sacks all day, been getting six pressures all night. Bro, he went and did this. He walked up to him and said, and like pushed his shoulder towards him. That's it. Like,
so that's why he wasn't getting
his pass protection is horrible. So I wouldn't put him in
that better. He got to get that better because he's clearly the best running back they got on their team as far as running the ball wise. So he got to get that pass protection together.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. They have Le'Veon on the roster, which I still feel like he has some juice still left in him. I'm sorry, because if Antonio Brown still got juice left in him, you're not finna tell me Le'Veon don't got no juice left in him. The Jets was a horrible place for him. If I'm saying the Chiefs, that they told him they was going to give him more ticket, whatever the case may be. All I'm going to say is the best Le'Veon running back they got on the roster is Le'Veon Bell.
Niggas talking about Le'Veon.
And I feel like people really disrespecting Le'Veon, like he like 35, like he Adrian Peterson age or something. Like he's still young. He hasn't really run that much these last couple of years. So you know his legs got to be good. You know what I'm saying? Like, all I'm going to say is I hear what you're saying about Tyson Williams, but his pass protection is horrible. He's not ready yet. Stick with Latavius Murray. Throw Le'Veon in there. You can keep Devontae Freeman on the side. You don't even need him.
I love Le'Veon, but until he get his timing back, it's over, bro. You mean, you know.
He had no block.
I know, but you know what he did trying to revolutionize being all patient with the running back position and all the hop steps and shit. He got to get his timing back, bro. Because when he was in Kansas City trying to do his hop step, that shit did not look good at all. He got to get his timing back.
He had no rhythm. He was getting in for 2-3 plays a game.
I agree with you, but who's to say he's going to get rhythm in Baltimore? They got hella running backs.
If he give him tick, that's what I'm saying. Rock out with him and Latavius Murray, and you can rock out the entire year like that. Keep Devontae Freeman. Keep him as your third running back.
Rock out with him and Tyson Williams.
Nah, I don't like Young Bull. He can't pass protect.
I like Young Bull. He can run the ball, though.
I don't care. If you can't pass protect, you can't be a running back in the NFL.
Now I'm good until you see niggas like Mark Ingram still out here getting the rock. He just
put me in when it's a run. He got mediocre pass protection. He don't got horrible pass protection.
Put me in when it's a run, bro. Put me
in. You ever seen it? You ever seen when Mark Ingram was there, it wasn't none of that shit happening. All them linemen getting all the, you know what I'm saying? Because he bumping them. He helping them damn tackles and shit.
That's cool, bro. Just put me in when it's a running play. That's cool.
I dig what you're saying. And it is certain dudes like that where it's like, hey, man, that dude, he don't not do nothing else, but he can run that route.
Just put me in when it's a running play. That's all I'm saying. Just put me in when it's a running play. That's it. I agree with you. I completely forgot about Le'Veon. That was so disrespectful of me. I apologize, Le'Veon. You are the best running back on that roster, but you haven't proven shit lately.
Yeah. What have you done for me lately? That's what any.
That's what the league is about. So yeah, but I'm pretty much done on that topic, bro. I just had two other quick things I wanted to point out. Shout out to Teddy Two Gloves.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Denver over there hooping. he was throwing crazy. Of course, Jerry Jeudy got injured. It's always something every year with one of the Denver wide receivers. So now he's going to have to figure it out again.
But Tim Patrick and KJ Hambler, they be all
right. You know what I'm saying? They got extra receivers. They still got Cortland Sutton. They got Noah Fant, yeah. Tim Patrick, KJ Hambler. They be all right. And it was one other thing I wanted to point out. Oh, shout out to Matthew Stafford, man. He looked really good. I'm really scared for a lot of teams this season because now you got a quarterback with the Rams that can actually throw the ball downfield accurately for a lot of yards.
Jared Goff went off. Jared Goff went off. But I know what you're saying, though.
Know why he went off?
Because they would get cooked.
Because the 49ers fucking suck. And the Lions was getting cooked, and then the 49ers just let their foot off the gas pedal.
Yeah,
and Jared Goff started cooking, but he wasn't too hot before they let the foot off the gas.
That's real.
They was getting blown the fuck out. They thought the game was over.
Yeah.
Well, they was blowing them out, and they thought the game was over. And that's what it seemed like to me. They just started letting them come back.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Matthew Stafford, man. I'm happy to see a quarterback like that with Sean McVay. What McVay say? It's no way Matthew Stafford gonna get preseason snaps when he on the team that I'm coaching. That's a fact.
All right.
Put Matthew Stafford in the game and let him hoop, bro. Whatever.
All right.
He's been waiting for this opportunity for how many years?
13?
Yeah.
Something like that. 12?
We've been waiting for this opportunity. So shout out to him. Shout out to shout out to him and shout out to Teddy Two Gloves for me.
Yeah. Leave him with your hot take, though. Read your hot take about
You talking about Darren Waller being tight end one over Travis Kelce?
Bro tripping, and we're gonna discuss this on the next episode because I think bro is out of his goddamn mind. But
I'm gonna tell you why he's gonna be tight end one over Travis Kelce. Simply targets. He's gonna have the highest target share of any tight end in the league this year, probably. He's gonna get the ball thrown to him they lost Nelson Aguilar. Okay, the ball, Braylon Edwards or whatever. You trying to get him involved. Okay. But then what else do you have? You got
Hunter Renfro.
You got
Nine targets.
Renfro is a bucket, but he's like a Wes Welker type bucket. So you still got to get your vertical threat. And that's what Waller is, bro. That's what he is. So I feel like that's
now. You just said how trash Derek Carr is. I don't know if we said it on camera. I think we was off camera when you told me how trash Derek Carr is.
Yeah.
So with him having a trash quarterback, really believe that he's going to take now I'm not taking nothing away from his ability. Yeah. And please, people, don't get it messed up. I don't think Darren Waller is trash or nothing like that. I just think there's levels to this. You understand me? There's levels to
this. You understand me?
And Travis Kelce is not – nobody's taking his spot no time soon. Trust me. As long as he got Pat Mahomes as his quarterback and he in that potent offense, there's nobody that's going to take his spot. Darren Waller can do whatever he want to do. Darren Waller could come out and give me a game where he had 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. I still wouldn't believe he the number one tight end in the league. I love him, though. Got love for him.
All right.
But you know why I wouldn't take him as the number one tight? Listen to me, though. Let me finish. This is my end. You know why? Because you forgetting about Kittle. And ain't no goddamn way you finna tell me Darren Waller is better than Kittle. I don't think he is. And we can argue that on the next episode.
I took Waller as the number 3 tight end. But all I'm saying is this year he's finishing as tight end 1. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. So clarify before you start saying crazy
I'm
shit.
I'm not saying he's a better tight end than
you said one he's going to take the crown of Travis Kelce this year. That's what you said.
Tight end 1 spot. That's what I said.
Okay, all right.
Tight end 1, Darren Waller.
So he's taking Travis Kelce's spot. That's essentially what you're saying, bro. Like, come on.
Talking fantasy football, tight end 1, Darren Waller.
Fantasy football, okay.
Tight end 1, Darren
Waller. So you got to specify what you're saying because you might start some debates that you don't want to start, man.
Oh, no.
You start
crazy. If somebody trying to debate me who's a better tight end, we're not even debating that. Travis Kelce is the better tight end. But tight end 1 this year, Darren Waller.
He's going to have a better year. I still don't. I don't think you're crazy, but I just
you know
don't
why
think
I
it's
think he's about to have a crazy year. I think I feel like Pat about to get Miko involved throughout this season. I feel like he's going to get Miko involved a lot more throughout the season.
And you didn't see that. I didn't see that during the first game.
Yeah, I know. It's game one. Facts. We didn't see a lot of stuff game one. We did see a lot of stuff that had never happened again game one.
Facts. Like Jameis throwing five touchdowns and having 120-something yards.
45 yards.
45 yards. I said, wait, what? When I looked at the stats, I said, am I tripping? Wait, I didn't have anything to drink today. And like, what? Five touchdowns on 100? Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's some wild shit. But
that was crazy.
But look, man, I ain't really trying. I mean, like you said, we're going to do another one before the game's on Sunday. So I ain't really trying to make this one too long of an episode, bro.
Yeah, sure.
I ain't really got nothing else besides the fact that Aaron Rodgers came back to sabotage the Packers.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that. But I just wanted to wait till week two to see what he do week two. I got to see. I got to see what he do this week. I think the same thing, bro. We here with it. I'm telling you. But I said, I got to see week two. If he do this shit week two, nah, bro. Nah, bro.
Make sure Adam's eating. Everything else going to be chucked.
He out of pocket. The passes he was making, I'm like.
Well, he was just throwing that shit up there. Yeah, I've never seen him just throw shit up there like that.
His entire career. Now you get the gray hairs and you become a rookie quarterback. That don't even make sense, bro. He was making worse passes than Mac Jones and stuff. So
he was making worse passes than every rookie that played.
Yo, seriously, it was horrible. I said, yeah, he's sabotaging. But yeah, we can get into that on the next episode, yeah, we can get into the next one,
man. This episode 93, man. We about to get out of here. Holla at y'all.
Yeah, sure.